Now, the cost of delivering Manx Care's mandate, a need for more staff in specialist provision centres in schools and agency staff in planning, those are some of the reasons four government departments are forecasting overspends in the current financial year. The figures have been revealed in government's management accounts for the first 3 months of the financial year, published by Treasury this morning. And Treasury Minister Alex Allenson joins us in the studio for a closer look at these figures. Good morning, Dr. Allenson.
Good morning, and thanks very much for inviting me on.
And are you concerned to see so many departments running over budget?
Well, again, what we committed to do in this administration was bring forward quarterly reports so that people could actually see where we were going month on month. And that was one of some of the feedback from the Council Ministers' roadshows we did last year and again this year, that we can actually show people the efforts we're taking to make sure government comes in on budget, but also drives those efficiencies and changes that people want. So what we've done is look at the spend up to the end of the first quarter. We know that certain departments are under pressure, particularly those with frontline services. This is in you've got to view this in the total budget of almost £1.4 billion. But what we're doing with each of these departments is sitting down with them, helping them, assisting them, understands those pressures, and then dealing with them in real time.
And in Treasury itself, you've got higher than expected tax receipts. So what happens to that money?
The whole plan, and one of the things that came out of listening to the public, was really that this want that the government should actually live within its means, should invest in productivity and efficiency, should provide better services, but also do that in a smarter way by reducing the size and scope of government. So one of the plans that we've got that we put out in these quarterly accounts is really the investment income we get on the reserves, which are currently £1.96 billion, to put that back into reserves, to reinvest that into the future. So rather than take money out of the reserves, to start putting it back in, which is really one of the things that people wanted when we spoke to them.
Now, if we look at some of the nitty-gritty of the detail, so with education, for example, it's staffing costs that are proving to be a challenge to the budget there. But pay awards are often decided months after the financial year begins. So is it realistic to expect a department to stick to a staffing budget when it doesn't know what the cost is going to be?
I think you're absolutely right. One of the problems we've had in particular areas is pay awards being agreed long after the end, even of that year. And we've seen this with the public sector on the island as a whole, but we've also seen some of the awards for nurses, some of the awards for doctors, some of the awards for teachers taking quite a long time to actually be agreed. From a Treasury point of view, that is a challenge in terms of seeing exactly how much money they will need. We work with all those departments to actually have a contingency in there, and obviously all those departments are also looking at their workforce to make sure that they are particularly focused on delivering frontline services, so particularly in terms of education, looking at those children with perhaps specialist needs, making sure they get the attention and the staffing that they need to succeed in education. But we've also seen the same pressures in terms of the Department of Home Affairs, in terms of the Constabulary, the Fire and Rescue Service, and also the Department of Health and Social Care, with Manx Care driving forward some of the reductions in waiting times we've seen, particularly in terms of child and adolescent mental health, but also now in terms of dentistry.
You're talking about frontline services there, and you've said that departments are facing financial pressures in line with expectations, especially those providing essential frontline services. But if these pressures were expected, and it's the essential services that are feeling the pinch, then did your budget underfund those essential services?
No, what our budget was trying to do is drive some of those efficiencies and productivity. So we knew that there would be inflationary pressures, particularly on departments like the Department of Home Affairs, who need to buy their equipment from the UK. We knew that there was going to be pressures in terms of education, sport and culture, in terms of some of their costs, but also in terms of some of the extra staffing they wanted to put in to drive better educational achievement for the children. But what we're doing with each of the departments is having regular scrutiny panels going through these pressures, actually seeing whether they materialise, when they materialise, and then helping those departments deal with them. So this is a snapshot of the first quarter. We're still living in a very volatile economic climate across, and we've seen that with things happening in the UK and America. What we are showing in the Isle of Man is very much a resilient public service and driving those efficiencies and change programmes, which will be announced later on this week and also followed up in the government conference.
Well, let's look at the Department of Health and Social Care. Their budget never too far away from the headlines. They've reported a 2.7 million over budget position due to accommodating the cost of the mandate to Manx Care. You say this morning to mitigate this, a specialist financial recovery programme is being developed to complement the existing cost improvement programme. Now, Manx Care has a finance director, and last year an improvement finance director was brought in. So bearing that in mind, why do we need a specialist financial recovery programme, and will this be run at any extra cost to the Manx taxpayer?
Yeah, I mean, you're right to look at healthcare, because I think it is the most important aspect of people's relationship with government. It's also the largest part of government expenditure. And what Treasury, the Department of Health and Social Care and Manx Care have been doing is trying to make sure we get those outcomes for people in terms of their access to GP appointments, in terms of driving down waiting lists, in terms of increasing productivity, so people get the right treatment in the right place at the right time. Now, it's absolutely right that when they are under financial pressure, we do everything possible to mitigate that, but make sure that they can still deliver the outcomes that people want. So this isn't about cuts. This is about making the services we've got as efficient as possible. But they do face some significant pressures, particularly in terms of staffing. Their recruitment and retention has improved dramatically. But we know that some of the people working for them, particularly the doctors and the nurses, are expecting increased pay increases. And we need to make sure we can deliver that support for the frontline services within the budget that's been allocated. But it will be a pressure. It will need an awful lot of work to work together to do this with the doctors, with the nurses, to deliver those services that people expect and demand.
So is the existing cost improvement programme working or not working?
The existing cost improvement programme is working, but we've also seen significant increases in things like the costs of sending people off the island, the cost of the treatment they then get in the tertiary centres in places like Liverpool. We've also seen some of the drug costs increase quite dramatically, particularly where there's shortages of generics. So we need to work together to try to mitigate these. But at the end of the day, what people want is the outcomes, and this administration is absolutely determined to give them what they need.
Is the budget for health and social care just always for the Treasury Minister going to be a bit of a nightmare to tackle? Will you ever be able to, yourself as Treasury and the Department, Manx Care, will you ever be able to bring this in line?
What we're dealing with here is people's lives and livelihoods. I think there is always a stress in terms of healthcare funding. And that isn't just on the Isle of Man. That's in the UK. That's around the world. We have the ability to improve people's lives. But one of the main aspects of the mandate for this year was to concentrate far more on health prevention, look at primary care, look at stopping people getting ill in the first place and giving them the treatment they need at an earlier stage before they get so unwell they need a hospital bed. So I'm actually really positive about the changes we're bringing in now, but it is always going to be a pressure. And what we can do in terms of Treasury is work week on week with all the departments to understand their cost pressures, make sure they get the support that they need to actually give the taxpayers of the Isle of Man value for money.
Now, we do have a minister without portfolio who's been tasked with overseeing government's efficiency programme. We're almost a year into that role. If half of government's departments are already predicting overspends, has that role been used effectively?
I think it has. I mean, with the efficiencies and change programme, it's built around things like digital technologies, looking at the contracts, looking at assets, people and services. That will produce significant savings. But we're dealing with a very large budget to provide some of the wide-ranging public services that we deliver to the Isle of Man public. I think it's absolutely right that we respond to people's demands by looking at how we can produce government services in the most efficient and cost-effective way as possible. And that's why the Efficiency and Change Programme is there, and why Tim Crookhall is leading that, with working with all the other ministers, all the other departments, to really make sure that we deliver those services within the budget allocated by Tim Wald.
Now, this is just the first quarter of the financial year, so how confident are you that this position will improve?
What we are doing is working with each of the departments. Now, we know that we've seen significant increases in inflation over the last couple of years. We've seen increases in interest rates. All the parameters now seem to be stabilising out. So I'm confident that with a stable economic environment across, we can actually build our economy. We can make sure that we're delivering these frontline services, and we can try to get as many of these departments back on track financially. What we're focusing on now is those that are under significant pressure and dealing with those in the right way in terms of supporting those frontline workers constantly and deliver those services, but in the most efficient manner possible.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.